So he was genetically programmed to be great with his jump shot, man. Y'all don't see that? Am I the only one? This dude came out the womb shooting.
I'm going straight to the top. Just put the sack on the clock. I am Ray Allen's the shot. I'm going straight to the top.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? Mike Philbin here. Sports and the Real Podcast. I appreciate you guys joining me for another episode. It's been a good ride so far. I appreciate you guys following along, sharing, commenting, social media hitting me up. I'm enjoying the journey. I hope you are too. Watch this thing grow. Don't forget to subscribe and like YouTube. Leave comments, of course. But Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever. All right, I appreciate the feedback. I appreciate the love. So today's topic is something really I've been thinking about for a while. And of course, this podcast is the intersection of real life and sports. And I feel there's a lot of similarities between how success occurs in sports with how it happens in real life. So check this out. When I was growing up, we were told that work hard, go to school, blah, 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 study, and all your dreams will come true. You'll achieve all your goals. As I've gotten older, I've realized that's just not true. There's a lot that goes into success. Hard work definitely plays a part. But maybe more important than hard work is contacts, connections, who you know. It's not what you know, it's who you know. I learned that the hard way. Okay? Busting my butt, doing things, working, and then other people getting promoted who aren't doing as well. So it's not what you know, it's who you know. Just look around. Our politicians, the millionaires and billionaires. Yeah, they may be smart. They may have worked hard, but their connections, more often than not, got them to where they are. If it's not their connections, it's just luck. Right? Meaning, they were lucky to be born in a family that could support them while they worked on their pet project. And they didn't have to graduate from college. Right? So Bill Gates, once upon a time, the richest man in the world, he could afford to eventually quit school, but his parents had money. All right? Most billionaires and even millionaires, they didn't bootstrap the whole thing and, you know, start from the bottom. They somehow had parents or people around them, family members who could fund them while they worked on this project to build it up. So it's not that they're not smart. It's not that they didn't work hard. It just so happens that they were lucky enough to be surrounded by that kind of, that capability of that network to support them, that safety net. Most regular folks ain't got that. So we don't have the luck that it takes more often than not to reach that level of success. We just don't. So we can work hard. Ain't nothing wrong with working hard. But it just seems like your hard work is capped off, can be limited because of you may not have the right connections. You're not in proximity to the right people, right? Think about it. People who grew up in certain environments, certain neighborhoods, certain countries, it's not that they're not as smart as the next person. It's that the opportunity, they're not close enough to the proximity to the opportunity is not there. They're not lucky enough to have been born in the United States versus, you know, XYZ third world country. Or they're born in the U.S., but the neighborhood they grew up in is crime ridden. And they end up getting stuck there. Or their progress gets stymied because of their environment. So a lot of luck plays into that, into real life success. But so is the same thing in sports. a lot of the times, a lot of the people we glorify as great, it's not that they're not great and they don't work hard. A lot of it is just pure luck. I mean, Patrick Mahomes, I've said it before, is lucky to have gone to the Chiefs with Andy Reid and Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill. I mean, that's luck. Nobody knew who Patrick Mahomes was coming out. Most people didn't. So he gets to go to a great team, sits for a year, and then comes out next year gangbusters. But like I said before, Patrick Mahomes admitted that he didn't know how to read defenses at first. So if he went to a bad team, bad O-line, no weapons, bad coach, New York Jets with Adam Gase, we would have never heard of Pat. I mean, we would have heard of him, but it would have been all negative. Joe Burrow, another example. Joe Burrow starts off at Ohio State. He gets beat out. Supposedly it's injury related. He transfers to LSU. His first year at LSU, he's average, maybe below average. Nobody's talking about Joe Burrow being drafted in the NFL after that first year. But the following year, offensive coordinator, weapons, he goes berserk, sets records, wins a championship. Number one draft pick. Boom. That's luck. You're good, Joe. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Joe worked hard, but that's luck, all right? So he gets number one draft pick. He goes to the Bengals. And guess what? He starts off on the Bengals 2-7. Not great. Gets hurt. Bad luck. But that bad luck turns into good luck. Why? Because they end up with such a bad record that they can trade up with the Miami Dolphins, and they draft Ja'Marr Chase, who's top three receiver in the league. So now he has Ja'Marr Chase, who's top three receiver in the league. T. Higgins, another number one receiver, as I've said before. Like, he's set with weapons. Of course he's going to look good. We would know there was a problem if he didn't look good with those weapons. So that's all luck. Joe's good. Maybe even great. I'm sure he works hard, studies. But he couldn't have planned for that, man. He couldn't have planned for that. So that's luck, all right? That's where luck means meets hard work. Tom Brady. Who knew Tom Brady coming out? Cats had seen him play in college. But he was okay. Sixth round draft pick. Goes to the bench. Luckily for him, bad luck for Drew Bledsoe. Bledsoe gets hurt. Tom Brady takes over. It's history. But it's really only history because lucky for him, Bill Belichick is a master defensive coach. And his teams were able to win despite the quarterback being what I would call subpar. Right? Okay. Decent. So Tom Brady's winning championships when there are far better quarterbacks in the NFL. But Bill Belichick, being the mastermind that he is, he's able to put together a team and a formula to succeed with his quarterback, you know, learning on the job. That's luck. Not only that, but if Tom Brady goes to a different team, not only does he not have a defensive mastermind in Belichick coaching him to put together a team around him that can support him when he's not that great, but he probably loses a job as soon as the starting quarterback gets healthy again. Most teams, right? Quarterback gets hurt, starter gets hurt. Soon as they're ready to go, the backup goes back to being the backup and the starter comes back in. So really on most teams, Drew Bledsoe comes back in because it's not like Tom Brady was a world beater. It's just the defense carrying him. So that's just luck, man. Yeah, Tom, you work hard. We know you work hard. You're willing to give up your family for football. You love it. But that's pure luck, man. Michael Jordan, my guy. The reason I started playing basketball. A lot of Michael Jordan, where he stands today, is luck. It's not that he didn't work hard. It's not that he wasn't a great player, but there were other crazy athletes back in those days. Dominique Wilkins was ridiculous. The human highlight film. He could run and jump and dunk. Now, he wasn't at Michael's level. Clyde Drexler was great and athletic and could glide. He wasn't at Michael's level. But Michael Jordan doesn't win six championships, go 6-for-6 in the finals without Scottie Pippen, man. I don't care what nobody say. I might have to do an episode on that. Like, a lot of people want to downgrade Scottie, talking about Jordan could have won with anybody. No. It had to be that specific player, Scottie Pippen, to accept his role, to be drafted by the Bulls and accept his role for Jordan to accomplish that. I'll dedicate a podcast specific to that, an episode specific to that, and I'm going to break it down for y'all. So Jordan is great. He works hard. We know he's competitive and all that. But without the Bulls drafting Scottie and Scottie becoming who he became and accepting his role and being the best perimeter defender in the league, like literally the only person who could probably guard Michael Jordan in the whole NBA at the time was prime Scottie. And he was on his team. So who was his competition? Craig Elo? Come on, man. So that's luck. Not only that, they get maybe the greatest coach of all time in Phil Jackson, who's able to convince Michael Jordan that he doesn't have to be the hero all the time, and boom, the Bulls take off, and the rest is history. That's luck, all right? Michael works hard. He's great, but that's luck. So to me, there's a lot of parallels between real life and sports, hence the name of the podcast, Sports and the Real Shit. But this to me, I'm not going to say it bothers me. It's just that it plays a lot in my mind because I feel like we were sold on this thing where you work hard and you do all this and you do that, but that's not the case. There's a lot of luck into success and there's a lot of having connections. And the success and the connections, sometimes they go hand in hand, right? You are lucky to make a connection. Not complaining, but it is what it is. So to me, the biggest example of luck in sports is Steph Curry. Steph is my guy. I love him. Great player. But there's a lot of things that played out in Steph's favor to get him to where he is. Right? First of all, Steph's dad is Del Curry. And if you don't know about Del Curry, go look up YouTube of Del Curry shots, all right? Probably the quickest release ever, maybe even quicker than Steph, sniper. If Del Curry played today, he would make boku money just shooting threes. Running off picks and shooting threes, lights out. Klay Thompson style. So he was genetically programmed to be great with his jump shot, man. Y'all don't see that? Am I the only one? This dude came out the womb shooting. It was genetically programmed. And he stole most of the shooting ability. He left a little bit for Seth, his brother. Sorry, Seth. Nah, but seriously. So listen, man, me and you can go out and shoot a million shots a day from the time we were born. We were never going to be like Steph Curry, bro. Not a chance. It would have never happened. All right? So, yes, he works hard on his jump shot. No doubt about it. But Steph Curry, you hit the jackpot with your daddy, all right? I can't lie. But what else? Steph Curry goes to the Warriors. A good organization, as it turns out, because my man gets hurt quite often early on. And any other organization would have traded him a couple of times by now. He goes to the Timberwolves, bad organization, bad owner. All those injuries, Steph Curry's traded a couple of times. New York Knicks with Dolan, maybe not current management, but previous management. Oh, yeah, Steph Curry's traded a couple times, no doubt about it. The fans would have been booing him. He's not worth the draft pick. He's not worth the money. He's a bust. He's gone. So that's luck, man. And not only that, it goes a step further, similar to Joe Burrow. Steph Curry's injuries led to him not signing the kind of max contract he probably would have signed had he not been so injury-plagued early on. And they end up having enough money so that they can draft Kevin Durant. Not draft Kevin Durant. They could sign Kevin Durant the year after they lose to LeBron in the finals, right? When LeBron comes back game 7 with the Cavs, so on and so forth, right? Y'all know the story. So because of his injuries, bad luck turns into good luck because now they have space in the salary, because otherwise he would have been on a max contract and they wouldn't have had enough space to sign Kevin Durant. So they signed Kevin Durant and he wins 2 more rings with Kevin Durant. They dominate the league. Of course they were going to win. Right? Let's keep going. He plays with Klay Thompson, maybe the second best shooter of all time. So how many times we've seen Klay save Steph's butt? Game 6, Klay. Clutch player. When you need him, he showed up. So how is it that you're maybe the best shooter of all time? Luckily, playing with the second best shooter of all time, probably, in Klay Thompson. Man, when Klay gets hot, he might be as nasty as Steph when it comes to shooting. Like, when Klay's hot, he's hot. He's on. He's burning. So that helps. So here's an underrated lucky part that nobody talks about. People clown this, but listen. Having Draymond Green on his team is one of the luckiest parts of this Golden State Warriors dynasty that people probably ain't going to talk about. I don't think they want to ring without Draymond. Steph is great. KD's great. Klay's great. I don't think they want to ring without Draymond. Because Draymond is the engine. He's the orchestrator. Okay? He's the maestro. Defensively, he covers pretty much all the positions. He can guard every position. He brings the tenacity, the toughness, the energy. He's loud. He's brash. Other dudes be scared of him on the court. Even when he ain't scoring, he's intimidating. Because he's talking smack. He talks you out of your game. But on offense, he's smart. He's a point guard in a power forward's body. He's like a Swiss Army knife, as they say. So having Draymond on his team, Steph don't have to play point guard like everybody else. He doesn't have to bring the ball up the court. He doesn't have to organize the offense like other point guards do. Draymond can do that. Steph can just play the shooting guard role and just run around and shoot threes. He don't have to play defense because Klay's D'ing up the best perimeter player for him. Like, that's luck, man. If you play, say, on the Blazers, Damian Lillard, people clown Damian for not having won a championship. And this is what I don't like about sports conversations now, because it's all about the rings. So with no context, so nobody's going to say, hey, Damian, maybe you didn't play with a good enough team to win a ring. Right? So when people compare Steph and Dame, some people are like, well, Steph is way better than Dame. No, not really. You can make an argument for either one, and both sides could be right. Unless you just count 4 rings to 0. And Steph may be better than Dame, but he ain't 4 rings better than Dame. But the reason why Steph can be 4 rings better than Dame is because of his team. So that's luck. And for those who paid attention when they met in the playoffs a couple years ago, you could see it was right in front of you. When the Blazers tried to trap Steph, he passes it out to Draymond. Draymond, again, is a point guard, right? In a power forward's body, he can handle. He's smart. He's like running a fast break now, 3-on-2. He knows exactly what to do to get open shots and layups. So you couldn't really trap Steph. On the other hand, you trap Damian. He has to pass it to Yusuf Nurkic or I don't know, somebody else who can't handle. Myers Leonard at the time, I think, was on his team. So it's difficult when you're Damian to pass it out to Myers Leonard, who's not used to handling like a point guard. And he goes and turns the ball over, puts up a bad shot, whatever, right? So the Blazers were never going to beat the Warriors with that structure. So, yeah, we can argue and say Steph's better, but he ain't that much better. He ain't four ranks of zero better than Damian. And if you break it down, they're a lot closer than people willing to admit. So, because of the rings, Steph Curry is, some people consider him top, whatever, 10 player in the league of basketball ever in the NBA. And Damian can't even make the top 75. So, back on topic. It's sports, man. I love talking about sports, but I got to get back. So Steph's team is better, and his organization was great and allowed him to flourish, to go from the guy who was always injured to who he is now, you know, some say the best point guard ever. And you can't really argue. The man's nice. I love Steph. He's great. Here's another thing that helps Steph. Perfect timing, right? So luck with the organization, luck with timing. The era that we play in, he plays in right now, is great for him. Smallish dude, not that strong. If he played previous eras, first of all, anytime he took a 30-footer and missed, he would have been riding the bench. Coaches weren't allowing that back then. Today's coaches are like, oh yeah, let's take the 30-footer, no problem. Take 30-footers. You can miss them all, take the next one. And not just Steph, anybody. Analytics killed that, right? Analytics just says, hey, take as many threes as you can. Ridiculous basketball, man. Circus, like Coach Popovich says. So he plays in an era where that's allowed now. Freedom of movement. You can't hold him. You can't really foul him like that. So he gets to run around, shoot, unimpeded most of the time. So the rules change, and that benefited him. That's luck. You know what else is luck? Perfect timing. At the time, the league needed a counter to LeBron. LeBron was dominating. LeBron made the decision, though, and a lot of people didn't like that. So a lot of fans needed somebody else to latch onto because they had dropped LeBron for the decision. LeBron, big, 6'9", whatever he is, 6'8", 6'9", 250, 260, muscled up, tatted up. Dark-skinned black guy speaks up on certain topics that not everyone's in favor of, right? Not everyone sees the world like he does. Shut up and dribble, tattoos, does his own thing, hooks up his boys. A lot of people ain't like that. Versus Steph comes along, happy-go-lucky, runs around. He ain't got no tattoos, not that many at least. Linky dude, 6'3", family guy. He could date my daughter anytime. Doesn't curse, Christian. Quiet, so they thought. Steph's one of the biggest trash talkers in the league. Showboat, dancing all the time. But he wasn't LeBron, right? Quiet demeanor, supposedly. Loved his teammates. Steph was the perfect counter to LeBron. Quiet as it's kept. Nobody's going to take this, but we're sports in the real shit. So I'm going to say it. Colorism played a factor into Steph Curry's ascension. Not just because he was great, not because it made him great, but his acceptance so fast. He was light-skinned. And being light-skinned has some perks. If you ain't know, now you know. I'm just keeping it real. All right? So, Steph Curry's ascension is really going up against LeBron, people's kind of hatred for LeBron at this point. So now Steph Curry wins a unanimous MVP. Ain't no way in hell Steph Curry should be the first unanimous MVP in the league. In a league with LeBron James? And people was talking about, has Steph Curry overtaken LeBron as the best player in the league? Hell no, never. again, I love Steph, but he was never the best player in the league. Not with LeBron. It was LeBron's league the whole time. But that was perfect timing. People needed that counter to LeBron. Right? LeBron was the villain. They needed a good guy. Right? And you could see it. Every time LeBron lost, people was piling on. Steph Curry better than you, man. So that was perfect timing for him. And that's all fine. And that's how success works. A lot of times in life, in sports, success is about luck, is about proximity to others and connections, right? So luck can be timing. Luck can be who you know, who your family was, whatever it is. It's not just hard work. I was lied to. We were lied to, man. Unfortunately. And I hate that it took me so long to realize that. But here's the thing. Steph Curry, even with all the luck and everything, he went through a lot. So he had to work hard to succeed. That's the thing. So for the most part, it takes a lot of luck to be great. But it's not, for the most part, again, you're not going to be able to bypass the hard work. For the most part. You win a lottery, your daddy's Bill Gates, then you're good. All right? But for the most part, you're going to have to work hard either way. It's just that some of us, if we're not lucky, we'll work hard and we'll end up with crumbs, and some will work hard and end up to be great. Okay? How does Dominique not end up with any championships? It's not that he wasn't great and didn't work hard. He didn't have the team around him. All right? So Steph put in the work. Steph had to persevere, man. Steph came out of high school. What was he? He was 165 pounds. Skinny dude. Didn't really get any offers. Went to Davidson. He was a number 300 player overall at the time coming out of high school as a senior. 300. Steph Curry. There was 299 dudes better than Steph Curry in high school. I guess so. But he had to work hard. He persevered. So if you're going to be great, whether you're lucky or not, first step is to persevere. You got to have endurance. You got to persevere. Through it all, keep working on your craft. Keep studying. Keep building your business. Business fails, start another one. Sports in the real county, that's real life. It ain't going to be easy. You're not going to have the connections. You may never get the connections, but you got to keep building. As they say in sports, chopping wood and carrying water, day in and day out, put the work in. Persevere. Work hard. Number two. So not only are you persevering, but you got to put the work in. You got to work hard. Sometimes it's going to take long hours. So our parents were right in that sense, that hard work is necessary. So it wasn't that. What we've learned now is that it's not that work hard and you'll succeed, but more often than not, you're not going to succeed without hard work. Yes, it's going to take a little bit of luck, but you're not going to be able to avoid the hard work. So be prepared to put in the work if you're going to be great. If you're going to be Steph Curry, you're going to have to persevere, one, and you're going to have to work hard, two. Number three, you're going to have to be willing to recognize that you need help and accept help. And this is something I struggle with. Right? I'm independent. I want to do things by myself. I'm introverted, so I don't like networking and talking to people anyway. But Steph recognized that in order to continue winning championships, he needed more help. He needed Kevin Durant. And he was okay ceding that best player title on the Golden State Warriors for Kevin Durant to come in. Kevin got paid, and everybody won. And Kevin was called the best player in the league for those two rings. Even though LeBron was still the best player in the league. That's another topic. Right? So Steph recognized that he was okay with recognizing that he needed help. He couldn't do it alone, and he was okay with accepting the help. Steph could have said, hey, man, this is my team. You don't have to come here. And if you do come here, it's still my team. He could have been on that stuff when KD got there, but he wasn't. And they went on to achieve great things. And they could have done much more had KD accepted that he also needed help. You see how that works? And KD's great. But KD could have kept adding rings to his legacy, man, had he accepted and realized that he needed the kind of help that the Golden State Warriors provided, the support that he needed. So he went on to Brooklyn with Kyrie, and you know how that worked out. Unstable. That's a word right there. So you need help and recognize help. So if you're going to be great, you need to persevere, work hard, accept help. Number four, when luck doesn't break your way, or when luck does break your way, you got to be able to jump on it and take advantage of your opportunities. So when Steph Curry's ankle finally healed up, he worked with a specialist to get his stuff right. His hard work had already prepared him to succeed. He wasn't just sitting on the sidelines and moping around. He was prepared to take advantage of the opportunity. He was like that. He was Steph Curry, the great. He became greater because he had prepared himself when the opportunity presented himself. When luck showed up, Steph Curry was ready to ball out. His shot was true. His handles was true. His work ethic was already there. So now he's working harder than just about anybody else in the league. When he's running around all these screens, other cats are getting tired. He's straight. So for us, and I'm speaking to myself now, when things aren't going your way, you keep working. You keep putting in the work. Eventually, something's going to break your way, but you got to be ready to pounce on it. You got to have your eyes open, be ready to pounce on it and jump on it. So that's what I wanted to talk about today. I promise you I'm not a motivational speaker. I'm not a preacher. Might sound like it. But again, this platform, I want to use it to help people along, myself included. And we hear a lot of messages growing up that they're well-intentioned. Our parents didn't mean no harm. It's true. You have to work hard, but there's a lot at play. There's a lot else that goes into success. A lot of luck, timing, knowing the right people. But if you keep working hard, as we were advised to do, putting in the work, preparing for your opportunity, persevering, accepting the help when it comes. When that thing breaks, it's going to break. Promise you, you'll capture the moment. Success is around the corner. So that's the message for today, y'all. Church is over. So I appreciate y'all listening. Another episode of Sports in the Real, Mike Philbin. I'm going straight to the top. Be great. Catch you next time. Peace. I am Ray Allen's a shot. I'm going straight to the top.